Hey, y'all. Welcome to another edition of Doc You Talk Through, the podcast where I talk you through the best documentaries in the streaming sphere. This is going to be a season one recap, and I'm just going to riff a little bit. I'm going to talk about the episodes in season one, which ended with episode 23, The Playboy Murders, part 6 of 6, Sugar Baby. So this is going to be a multi-part episode as I recap season one. And I figured I would do this because I wanted to change up the format just a little bit and give you guys a little background on, you know, a little behind the scenes of this podcast. So this podcast is done pretty much 100%. I record these in different hotels as I travel. I just hit 200 flights for the year. It's December 5th, 2023 right now. I landed in Phoenix this morning. Well, this afternoon. And, it was my 200th flight for this year. I fly about 200 flights. This year, I'm gonna go over 200. I have about 10 more flights this year because I got to head to the West Coast by the new year. I'm going to end. I think California is going to be my last trip. So I started this podcast sort of as something to do in, you know, while I'm in the hotels. Like when I want to take a break from work, you know, when I would just want to take a break. I wanted to have something to keep me occupied, man, because being on the road, it can be lonely depending on your job. And I can see what it's funny. I can tell who's in the same line of work I am by the baggage they get off the carousel in the baggage claim. You know, I see people grabbing these Pelican cases and I think, okay, they're in the same line of work I am. I'm in. And you know, it's just the look, man. It's just that, especially, you know, sometimes you see, you know, people are going to conferences because they're in like a group. But when you see these just guys by themselves with that focused look, like I'm just here for work. I'm not here to fucking go sightsee. I'm not here to party. I'm here to work and get back home, especially family guys. And a lot of times when I'm sitting on, you know, I'm getting on the plane, I see a guy, he checked in right behind me. Checked his baggage in. We both checked in Pelican cases and shit. And then, you know, when we sitting on the plane, you know, you see the screensaver, you see they got their wife on the screensaver, or the, you know, kids and stuff. I can tell, you know, they don't talk much. It's, you know, you there to work and you there to get back home. So that's why I created this podcast, man, because when I first started, you know, I've been traveling like full-time travel work for about 5 years. And when I first started doing it, I was just like, I would go for walks. You know, when I get to the hotel, I would work out, you know, sometimes twice a day in the morning when I first wake up. And then when I get back from my whatever assignment I'm on, I work out again. Then I would just be bored. I'd go out, you know, I look on Facebook Marketplace. I was like, who's around has a PS4? I go buy a PS4, bring it back to the hotel, play it. I go buy a PSP, Switch. So now my house has like 2 PS4s, like 3 PS3s, 4 PS, I mean, 4 Switches. Yeah, I think we have 4 Switches. Just because I would get bored. You know, I would just get bored and go buy shit, man. So this is not my first podcast. I did 2 other podcasts and I'm going to say successful because I completed my goal of whatever the goal was on those podcasts. Normally, I have a goal of like hitting a certain number of episodes. And to me, that's a success. Like, I normally don't do a lot of promotions for the podcast because, you know, I was just testing the field. I was just testing it out. And I think that's true for a lot of people. One of my first podcasts, I actually paid for. I was paying for it. I had a Libsyn subscription. I was paying for it. My first 2 podcasts. And then this one, I'm using Anchor, anchor.fm, or now is Spotify for podcasts, because I was like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing. I put a lot of thought into all my podcasts. But this one, because I wanted to learn from my past mistakes, I put a little more effort into what kind of content I was going to create. Being the fact that I watch a lot of documentaries, I wanted to make this easy. My last podcast, I had to do a lot of research, but this one is like, I'm already watching documentaries. So it's just about putting together a sort of like a game plan of how I'm going to present the information in the documentary that I watch. And when I watch, either it doesn't even matter if I'm watching with somebody. If I watch with my wife or I'm watching by myself, I'm always talking through the damn documentary. And it pisses my wife off to the fact that we normally get, like, I'm very opinionated. So a lot of time I start speaking about dumb shit that's happening on either the movie or the documentary or something like that. And it just, my wife, she's so different, man. She can just watch stuff without any opinion at all. She can just watch it without saying anything. Like, if I don't say anything, it'll just be quiet the whole time we're watching. I've actually tried that. You know, I was like, okay, last time, it's not that we get in arguments, but she, it's just like, she said, I get too invested in it. Like, and that's actually the reason why I don't watch sports anymore, because I would go fucking crazy on sports. So I'm like, you know what? My mom told me, like, if you got to act like that every time you watch sports, just don't watch sports. So I stopped watching sports, period. You know, I'll watch highlights of UFC or any kind of like fight sports. You know, I really don't watch any kind of like team sports or anything like that. But I watch like fight sports on my phone or on my laptop. But I don't watch it like I used to. So that's why I decided to do this documentary style podcast, you know, docu talk through, because I'm always talking through the damn documentary or whatever show or movie me and my wife or kids are watching. Even when we go to the theater, it's only one of my daughters that sit next to me because she's the only one that can stand my banter. She'd be like, Dad, you are, not only are you talking, you fucking loud. You're loud. So that's sort of the genesis of docu talk through. So I when I first started it, I would mention where I'm recording from. But then I was like, you know what? Who cares? You know, I was like, if I want to do a Q&A or behind the scenes, I'd do it. But the only reason why I wanted to mention it is because of the audio quality. I have a booth at home that I built, a recording booth at home that I built, because I record audiobooks during the pandemic. I wanted to, I wanted a hobby. I wanted to, you know, do something. We were close, even though I was traveling all through the pandemic. Like, I never stopped traveling. I was in the worst areas. I was in New York during the pandemic. I was in all the worst places, the high, because that's my job. You know, that was my job. So I was in all these areas. But right before that, I had started recording audiobooks because I wanted to have some sort of side income and not just have my income. I've always wanted to have some sort of side income, whether it was rental properties, which we used to have rental properties. We sold them, you know, real estate, whatever. But I've always wanted to do something creative, and I used to do something creative full time, but I wanted to do something else creative. That's what got me into audiobooks. After my first two podcasts, after I just stopped recording those, I was like, you know what? I like this recording stuff. But it's always that I just get in over my head with the editing and all this stuff, you know, I just have these big motivations, but little follow. One of my previous podcasts was called Examples of Greatness, and it was like a history podcast. And there was just so much research with that. I couldn't keep up with it. So I wanted to do something that I know it's not going to be easy. I always want to edit my podcast because I hate listening to unedited podcasts. So I know I always wanted to edit my podcast. I mean, the easiest podcast to do is just to get on the mic, start talking, don't edit or anything. But that's not a good listening experience for your audience. To listen to long pauses, to listen to you typing in and looking up shit that you forgot. You know what I mean? Like a lot of uhs and ums. And even though I know I say a lot of uhs and ums and you knows, I cut a lot of it out where I can. You know, if it breaks up the continuity of the audio, then I just have to leave it. You know, if I don't leave enough space in between, I just have to leave it in. So I used to announce before every podcast, like where I'm recording from and everything like that, just so you can have some context as to why it's so echoey, like now, why you hear a buzzing if I can't get it out. A lot of times I'm surprised at what I can do with these filters and treatments that I do to the audio that I pay money for to, you know, they're supposed to be able to work miracles. But I know if it's just too horrible, there's really nothing you can do. But yeah, so that's the little background. You know, these are recorded in hotel rooms. Right now, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, like I said. Another thing, sometimes I may start an episode in one place because I'm only there a day and I have to fly out to somewhere else the next day. And then I may finish it in another state. So it kind of breaks it up. But again, I've been surprised. I mean, there's one podcast, one or two that it was so bad. Like I they stick out to me because I know the like now you can hear if I can't get it out, you're going to hear like a little buzzing in the refrigerator. But there's been times where if I stay, and this is just a little small refrigerator, but sometimes I stay in like a suite, you know, where they have a full refrigerator, and that thing is just loud, just buzzing, like loud to the not regular noise, loud to the point where something's wrong with it. You know, something's wrong with the refrigerator. So, and that's the reason why I was announcing it at the beginning. But then I was like, you know what? I don't want to draw attention to it because sometimes you don't even notice it. But when I point it out, now you're listening for it. So that's why I stopped doing it. But anyway, so I wanted to break these up in seasons. And the reason why I wanted to do seasons is because I wanted to sort of change the format. And I wanted to have a defining line as to when I change up. So this first season, you know, there was mostly series. Most of my episodes came from series, docu-series. But for this season two, I wanted to do all like single episodes. And then I wanted to put docu-series on something else, whether it's a Patreon or one of these other walls, because I know that's not for everybody. So I wanted to have it to where just the single episodes are going to be on the main podcast. And then if you want to listen to docu-series as I did in this first season, like say for instance the Anarchist, Killer Sally, the Playboy Murders, those were all series. Not So Pretty, that was a series. And you know, so if you like that and you want to mix of both, then I'm going to put those on a Patreon. Or I may not. The other option is to have a separate podcast for it, you know what I mean? But you know, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't even really want to do the Patreon, but I think that's really the only way I can do it while keeping it under the same podcast. I don't want to break off into another podcast like docu talk through the series or the series episodes or something like that. I mean, I thought about that, but I was like, you know what, you know, let me just see if people will pay for whether it's 50 cents, a dollar. I don't even know. I've never done Patreon. I mean, I pay for Patreon. I have two Patreons I pay for my 3D printing. But I don't even know how to set up a Patreon or if there's anything out there that's like Patreon, but it's, you know, it doesn't have to be monetary. I wish there was a Patreon or something like that for just like in order to listen to an episode, so you can start off, you listen to one episode, but in order to listen to the next episode, you have to leave a review for the first episode you listen for the last episode you listen to, something like that. And a review don't have to be good. It just has to be a minimum of a certain number of characters and whatever. You have to be subscribed to the podcast, and then you can listen to the next episode once you've fulfilled all those requirements, whatever requirements other than money that, you know, that I would set up. That would be awesome. Maybe there's something out there like that and I don't know about it. If there is, let me know. docutalkthrough@gmail.com. If there's something out there like that, please let me know. Or maybe Patreon allow you to create a Patreon without having to charge, because, you know, I'm not at the point where I want to be charging. Let's go down this thing, man. Let's see what happened over season one. All right. First of all, we had the Anarchist. Man, oh, man, oh, man. And let me say this. So a lot of times the way I pick these podcasts is random. It's like something will come on my radar and then I look, you know, I want to learn more information about it, but I want one source. So I look up a documentary about it. You know what I mean? So I finished two documentaries on a plane coming here to Phoenix today. One was about this coffee. I think it's called like the coffee murder. Where I think they were in Indonesia, where this lady was convicted of poisoning her friend at a coffee shop. That was one of them. The second one was the lady that wasn't there or something like that. It was about this lady who became, I don't want to say is famous the right word, but she became in the spotlight for her stories of surviving 9/11. But come to find out, the bitch didn't even, she wasn't there. Oh, okay. So that's another thing. That's another thing I wanted to mention. So the whole first season, I didn't pre-watch any of the documentaries beforehand. I watched the trailer and then I was like, okay, this is something I may be interested in. And that's what I do normally. Like before I watch a documentary, if it's not something that's already on my radar, you know, I'll look up the trailer. And then if I like the trailer, I'll watch it. So I was going in blind on a lot of those. And then, but, you know, like later, I think one of the last episodes of the Playboy Murders, I ended up remembering some of that info from a podcast. But for season two, I think I'm going to pre-watch, if not a full, you know, if not the full documentary, like half of it, just so I can know if it's going to be worth doing an episode. Because there's been so many episodes that I never even published. You know, I start recording, then it just get so convoluted, or I'm not going to stop being opinionative, but sometimes I just go off the rails, and I don't even publish the podcast. I just go off the rails. Like, either I get too fucking angry. Like, there's one called 137 Shots. I recorded that one. I never published it because it was just like me just, you know. But I do want to publish it, but I think I'm going to redo it and just sort of not go off the rails like I did. There's been a few podcasts that I recorded and I went off the rails. And normally they have to do with injustices. And I listen back to it. And I, you know, as I'm editing, I'm like, man, I sound like a crazy person. I don't even publish the episode. I either just delete it so I'm not tempted to publish it, or I just put a note, say, to redo or something like that. But this season, I'm going to watch a pretty good chunk of it just to see if I can keep myself together for one. Or if it's enough information to where people be want to listen to the podcast. So the first episode of season one was the first six episodes were The Anarchist. Episode one. Episode two was Fark and Freedom. Episode three, Currency. Episode four, Living Without the Law. Episode five, Damage. And episode six, Leaving. So the one thing I have to say is how naive these people were. And that's the one thing I got from the trailer. And you can, you know, I put the trailer up on every episode. I put the trailer. If it's a series, I may just put if the series don't have a trailer for every episode, I just put the first one up, the first trailer, the main trailer. But even with how much the trailer gives away, there is so many twists and turns in The Anarchist. I mean, it's if someone was telling you this, or if you saw it in the movie, you know how you watch a movie and you'd be like, man, ain't no way that shit can happen. There's no way. But this is stuff that happened. You know, this is stuff you can look up and see that happen. People died. And that's kind of set the stage with the podcast. It has so much involved, man. From Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin has such a big part of it. So many people with going through sort of mental issues and stuff like that. You can see there was a common theme with a lot of it, man. People, if I can have one phrase, it was like people trying to avoid responsibilities, man, of living in the U.S. That's what it came down to. You know, when you hear the word anarchist, you think one thing. You think like if I could bring up one movie that you could, you know, when I think of anarchy, I would think like The Purge. Because in The Purge, the whole premise is what they're doing is not anarchy in the way that it's legal. It's sanctioned by the government. But what if it wasn't? Then that would be anarchy. And so, but in this definition of anarchy, it's just that it has nothing to do with violence. You know, when they say anarchist, it just has, you know, the way, I can't remember the guy's name, the way he mentions it, even in the trailer, it's like it's not being a slave. It's not being a slave to these arbitrary rules, as they put it. And yeah, I can agree with that. But the way they executed it is kind of crazy. First of all, the place they chose, Mexico, and thinking it was going to just be shit, just going to be sweet. Like you can just go there and do whatever you want to. Like in what world, if they would have said Iceland, and then I could buy that. Like you can go to Iceland and then, but Mexico with a cartel rules? No. All right. So once I did that first six series, I was like, all right, this is just content already out there, you know? So once I did that second series, again, it was a story I never heard of. Killer Sally. You know, first episode was Valentine's. Episode two was The Death of Mr. California. Episode three was The People versus Sally McNeil. Again, the twists in his thing, man. And then the stuff that comes out later in the end where one person is portrayed one way, but then every interview they do is totally like there's only one person who is selling that's saying that this guy was a bully, he was abusing her. Well, I guess her kids were saying it also. So it was her and her kids saying one thing. But then when they interviewed, I guess his friends, if I had a friend who was abusing his wife, first of all, he wouldn't be my friend. He just wouldn't. Like, I used to get into it with dudes who would, when I was growing up, who would be mean to their sisters, like overly mean, like they were, who would punch or slap their sister. I can't be, even somebody who would like talk back to their mom, which was rare when I was growing up. But you did always have some little sport ass kid who would like mouth off to his mom. I'm like, I can't fuck with that dude, man. I can't, you know, first of all, it's a bad influence. He had me thinking I can go home and talk back to my mom. And I show up to school with strangle marks around my neck or my eye hanging out. If I saw a grown man, he's supposed to be my friend. I'm over there visiting. We drinking beers. And he get up and pop his wife in the mouth. Oh, man, I can't. No. No, ain't no way. There's no way. So I can't imagine these dudes would be lying on him. I can't imagine that. So it was just, I mean, it was a he said, she said, but, you know, the he said ended up dead. So again, man, that was one of those stories I was like, you know, and I like being surprised. I like twists. I hate, like, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I hate, like, in the first 30 minutes, already know who's the culprit. And then now you got to listen to fucking 10 hours and then to figure out, yeah, you were right the whole damn time. That, like, some of these writers, man, I'm like, how did you get this published? You gave away who did the thing in the first 10 minutes. Now, there's some old standards who always surprise you. Dean Koontz, Lee Child, Stephen King, Jonathan Marbury, you know, who going to surprise you? But then there's some of these new writers, and I said new because I don't know their backstory. They could have been doing it for a while. That, you know, it's a good story, but it's like they give it away too early. You know what I mean? Like you can tell they're trying not to, but they give it away too early. All right, so yeah, Killer Sally, good story, man. It ended up on a good note though. It ended up on a good note. She found happiness in the end. I don't know. I don't know if it's still like that. You know, that's one thing I was going to do. I was going to go back and do the research and see, hey, what's going on with these people now? Like, where are they now? Like, where's Killer Sally? Is she still married to that new dude? Is she still living her life? Did she finally make, I know her son, she had a, you know, real contentious, distant relationship with her son, but her daughter was back in her life as soon as she got out of prison. But I want to know if her son finally, like, you know, came together and everything. All right. So episode 10 was American Handguns, five American handguns, five American kids. Now, what made me come to this story was there was one or two. So this story was it was one episode, but it had five different stories. I think at least three of those stories I could relate to by personal experience. There was a couple of things in my life that happened with handguns. I mean, you know, I grew up around a time where I got a .22 rifle for a birthday present when I was like, I think in elementary school still. And I would go out hunt rabbits. Me and my cousin, we would go out hunt. He had a .22. I had a .22. We would go out in the woods and hunt and just shoot at shit with no supervision, man. You know what I mean? So, and that's sort of what that episode was about how lax parents were around handguns and kid. Like there was no gun safes in my house. When I was like in, I think, middle school, everybody in the house would sleep. Even me and my brother would sleep with guns under our mattress or our pillow, especially after one time where our house got broken into. You know, we would sleep with guns on our pillow. And under our bed mattress. So it wasn't like a big deal to have guns, just no kind of gun safe, nothing like that. Like, I've never, like, besides being in a store, like a gun shop or a sports shop, I've never seen a gun safe in the house. when I was growing up. I've seen guns. Never saw a gun safe. That wasn't even on. That was nothing I even thought of. A gun safe? Rifles will be in a corner or in a closet or like in a chest or under the mattress. There was no gun safes. So, I mean, now that seems crazy as hell. And you can't say it's bad parents, but it was just parents just, you know, they taught their kids, hey, this is not a toy. And they just left it at that, you know? And I can say me and my brother never played with guns, but I can tell you me and my cousin did. And that was one of the stories where we were playing with guns. We didn't think they were loaded, but we didn't know any. We didn't know shit about no one in the chamber. And this was before I got my, this was, I had more experience with rifles than handguns. Like I said, I was shooting a rifle when I almost could even barely hold it up. I wasn't shooting handguns at all. The only time I shot a handgun was accidentally. And that's one of the stories. Shout out to TV, fucking around playing with a handgun. Shout out to television. Because I didn't know anything about the one in the chamber. And like now, we don't have any handguns in the house. None. Like we don't have any handguns. Or we don't have any guns, period, in the house. And my wife, she didn't grow up with handguns at all. But, you know, growing up, we had probably 5 handguns in the house. It was all handguns. In my grandma's house, it was all rifles. I never saw a handgun in her house. It was all rifles. Rifles and shotguns. Oh, that's right. We did have shotguns in my house. We had 2. There was one incident where there was this kid I used to babysit. He was a kid of my mom's friend. At the time, I didn't know he was special needs. We just knew he was different. And I didn't like babysitting him because he was just different. I mean, I know that now, but I didn't know that then. He was just a different kid. You know, he was just weird, awkward, and whatever. So I always hated to babysit him. I always hated to watch him. He was probably like 7 years younger than me. So one day after we babysat, the next day, my mom get a call and I could tell she was distraught. And then when she got on the phone, I was like, you know, what happened, whatever. And then she started telling me, well, that kid, and they still don't know to this day, was it accidental or was it on purpose? Well, that kid, like I said, guns just being around the house. It wasn't just my family like that. It was everybody's family like that. It was like, you know, when we go visit somebody's house, we never saw gun safe. Again, we knew where the guns were. So it was no different with his mom. Well, he knew where her guns were. And that's why we don't know if it was on purpose or not. But he got the gun, shot himself in the head. He lived, but he wasn't right in the war. Shot himself in the head. And I remember thinking, man, like, I didn't learn until later that he had disability. I mean, it's like when I was growing up, and it's probably the same with you, a disability was something you saw. It's not like now where, you know, people can have mental illness and stuff like that, because he was functional. We just thought he was weird. You know what I mean? He was a well-functioning kid physically, but he was just weird. But you know, like later we realized he had disabilities, because again, this was black families, black households. It wasn't that, like, if the kid didn't show any disabilities, like physical disabilities, they would just say he's slow. But this kid actually, I think when I look back at it now that I know that I'm fucking old and grown and shit, I think the kid had autism. I think he was autistic. You know, when I think about it now, he would just repeat words and do shit. I'm pretty sure he was autistic. So yeah, he grabbed a gun and it was on a nightstand, just like one of these stories in here where this kid grabbed the gun off the nightstand. It was 2 kids. One, they were playing, I'm pretty sure they were playing like Cowboys and Robbers or some shit. And the one kid shot the other one in the chest, playing around with guns. And a similar thing with me and my cousin, man, we're fucking around playing with guns. He had one, I had one, and we were messing around. There was something on the TV. We pointed the guns at the TV and bam, shot at the damn TV. And on top of that, we had skipped school. So we weren't even supposed to be at home. We skipped school and then shot at the damn TV with a gun. And on top of that, we were in his mom's room, which was off access, but we broke into his mom's room because she had cable on her television. She was the only one that had cable. I mean, I can laugh about it now, but I remember at the time, man, I thought I was going to die. I thought his mom was going to kill us. I thought we were going to die. I thought either his mom was going to kill us or my mom. But man, we came up with such a lie. And I know his dad know what happened. Cause they, I mean, I think they were so fucking scared, they just let it go. I think they were so scared to just let it go. And they never questioned it, man. But I think it was one of those things. They were so scared. They were so frightened. It never came up again, ever. And we never even talked about it again. After that day, we never brought it up to each other. So what's funny is that when it happened, because again, I wasn't supposed to be at his house because we were supposed to be at school. So when it happened, he was like, man, you got to go home. He's like, go home. And he actually took all the blame for it, which would make more sense because why was I there? You know what I mean? He took all the blame for it. He made up this story and it never came up again. It never came up from my mom. It never came up from his mom. Nothing. We never said anything to each other. It was so weird. And what before that, we were pointing the guns at each other. Just dumb. Fucking stupid, man. To this day, I can't even remember whose gun went off. That was episode 10. Episodes 11 through 14 was Not So Pretty, with the first episode being makeup, second episode nails, third episode skin, and the fourth episode hair. And this was narrated by Kiki Palmer. Five American Handguns were narrated by, was it Bo Bridges or Jeff Bridges? One of the Bridges. All right, so Not So Pretty, Kiki Palmer. And what drew me to this is because I have all daughters. I have all daughters. They wear makeup and shit, you know. And, you know, it's like when you listen to these podcasts, when you watch these documentaries about stuff like this, man, the first thing you want to do is warn people. But then you're like, you know what? Do you want to be that person to freak everybody the fuck out? But I did send my, on the makeup one, I sent my daughter's text, like, check all your makeup, see does it have talcum in it? Because that was the first one was about makeup and it was about talcum being a carcinogen and causing all these problems. It was talcum and what else? Embalming fluid or something else. But yeah, man, I listened to those. I watched that documentary and I was just like, man, it's so crazy how the government and the EPA don't give a fuck. The FDA and anything like that you think has your back, man, they don't care. They it's like these lobbyists and these politicians and this money changing hands, man. It's every man for himself. And I knew that about a lot of stuff. You know, people be waiting for these whatever bailout or stimulus check, or it's the same thing with what you put in your body. If you're gonna be waiting for the government to save you and to help you and to watch your back and have your best interest, it's a lost cause, man. It's a losing battle. You can't win that, and they don't have your back. Period. There's so many instances of it, from the water in Michigan to all the dumping and all these big conglomerate companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, they don't have your back. I know I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but this is documented shit. It's not, I'm not making this up. This is the stuff that's documented. So that's what those four episodes about. Makeup was about how the stuff you put on your face is going to kill you. Nails was about, episode two was nails. Is about how is it Vietnamese, Korean. How the Koreans become synonymous with doing nails and that whole story, and why there was so many, such a lax regulations on nail shops and stuff like that. Well, it's because it's not rich white women running these shops. I mean, pretty much that's what it come down to. And then skin was about the stuff you put on your skin, your deodorant, your body wash, all that. This dude couldn't, his sperm count was low because everything he was using on his body was toxic, killing off his sperm, making him not able to produce. And then once he stopped, hey, his wife got pregnant. Hair, we know about hair products, especially in the black community. These perm products and all this shit, making people's hair fall out, giving them cancer and all this stuff, man. All right, so episode 15 was plastic disasters. That was about plastic surgeries going bad, man. Unless you were in like a horrific accident and you need reconstruction or something like that, man, plastic surgery for vanity's sake, I've never been a fan of it. I remember dating a chick and she wanted to get breast implants. I'm like, no. First of all, if a dude, this is my opinion, if a dude want his wife or significant other to get breast implants, fucking you don't need to be with that dude. Especially if you want to do it, then that's on you or whatever. But if some dude wants you to get plastic surgery, like a boob job or ass, whatever, fuck that dude. Leave that dude, man. leave him. Because if he don't like you how you are now, whatever you change about yourself, he's still not going to like you. He's still not going to be into. He's just going to ask you to do other shit. He's just going to ask you to do something else. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, I don't know, man. To me, that's just my fact. Now, if you decide you want to, then that's on you. You know, that's your choice. Episode 16 was Shiny Flakes, the Teenage Drug Lord. Man, that story was insane. How this dude, I mean, how easy it was to do this. And this is one of those stories where if he had stayed just low scale under the radar, I think he could have still been doing it. But he got so big for his britches and he ended up getting caught, which is, you know, that's how it normally goes. But this dude was living with his mom and selling millions and millions and millions of dollars of drugs, making millions and millions. I mean, he never wilded out either, but it was just the scale that got him caught. It wasn't like he was driving around in Bentleys and shit like that, buying mansions that got him caught. It was the scale and the amount of drugs he was buying and the way he was doing it. He was using a regular post. I think this was in Germany. He was using a German post to do his work. And I think they actually caught him by catching somebody else. One of his, a person who was buying from him as a, you know, because he got so big, he became a supplier. I think it was somebody who was buying from him that actually got caught. And I think there's a similar story like that from these two kids, these two dudes in Utah. I think that these two brothers, I think the same thing kind of happened to them. And then the last of the season was, there's Milestone Generations. So I'm not going to lie. I really didn't know. I mean, I knew about Static Shock or just Static, but I didn't know the whole story of Milestone Generations, man. Being a, you know, growing up reading comic books, I didn't know about Icon and all these, I didn't know that story. Like, man, that was fascinating. Milestone Generations. It was about the Milestone Media, the guys, the all black group that started this all black comic book. There was a side label of DC Comics, Milestone. And that's who created Static, which is probably the most famous one from the most mainstream one from that publishing company, comic book company, Milestone Media. Yeah, I didn't know about that. I didn't know that story at all. So that was sort of refreshing to learn something new like that, man. I mean, why are there not movies about that whole universe? There should be movies or more comics about that whole universe. Okay, so, and that was episode 17. Episode 18 through 23 was The Playboy Murders. Part one was All That Glitter. Part two was Moth to a Flame. Part three was Bunny Meets Bachelor. Part four was Black Bart and the Bunny. Part five was The Girl with the Star Tattoo. And part six was Sugar Baby. Some of those had a lot of twists in them, man. Let me see. All That Glitter. Matter of fact, episode one started out with a twist. All That Glitter, Bunny Meets Bachelor. No, not Bunny Meets Bachelor. Black Bart and the Bunny was a twist. The Sugar Baby had a twist. One thing I have to say is about like these things brought out. It's like women were just a product. I mean, that's the way they treated women, just like a product, just like a commodity. It wasn't the common thing. It wasn't the common thing because that only came up in some of the episodes to where there was this dark, seedy side of Playboy. It didn't come out in every episode like that was the case. You know what I mean? Like, and I was surprised because I thought it was going to be like that in every episode, but it wasn't until later episodes where you start hearing about the dark, seedy side of, and some of the assumptions that you have about Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Bunnies came out in the end. It was like, you have to know that that's happening, but it doesn't come to surface mainstream until that person starts falling off, when that person is not as powerful. Look at all the Weinstein shit and the Epstein shit and the R. Kelly shit, you know, and now it's the P. Diddy stuff. That's how this Playboy, I mean, it's Playboy. It's all Hollywood. So yeah, so that's it, man. That's all 23 episodes. Again, season two is coming. I've recorded, what, three episodes already? The way I started this season one, I recorded pretty much the full season. It was just the editing part. It's just to get to the editing part, man. And that's another thing I'm working on, how to get my recording faster, how to get my editing faster so I can keep these things consistent. So yeah, that's the season one wrap up. I may do a end of the year, you know, when you get close to the new year, I may do an end of the year wrap up. Until then, man, stay tuned for season two. I think I'm going to end this year with 200 and probably 210 flights. You know, if this is not going to be my last year traveling, traveling like this, because I'm trying to get a local. I'm trying to stay local. We'll see how that work out, because it's 5 years, man. I've been traveling, averaging over 180 flights a year. It's hard on you. It's fun. But it's just hard on you, man. I'll be hitting the big 5-0 next year. And the one big thing this takes me away from my family, and also takes me away from my other hobbies. You know, my other hobbies, man. I think I recorded one or two audiobooks since I've been doing all this traveling. I want to get back to doing that. I want to get back to doing some better audiobook recordings to get that passive income back. And my 3D printing, I want to start doing something with that to probably generate some passive, or if nothing else, some sort of, you know, giveaways and stuff like that for all these, because I got to clear out, man. I got so many 3D printed helmets and armor and shit just stacking up. I got to get rid of some of this stuff. So, yeah, and then doing all this traveling, man, it just takes me away from doing all this stuff, man. Like, you can't sit around and wait and say, hey, yeah, I do all that when I retire. You're going to be too old. You can't do shit then. You're going to be too old and broken up. Let me know if you guys like the one-off episodes, or do you like the series, or does it matter? Let me know in the comments. Do you prefer the series, the docuseries that I do, you know, multiple episodes, or do you like the one-offs, or do you like a mix of both? Because I really want to know. I really want to know. And I may just keep them here, but I may only publish the series when I got them all done and ready to go. So I can just put them all out there at one time. If you want to binge, you can binge. So let me know. Watch for the poll. I'm gonna put a poll based on that. Thank you guys for listening. Send those any questions or comments you have to DocuTalkThrough. That's DocuTalkThrough@gmail.com. And let me know what you think. Thanks for listening.